In Redmond, Washington, Microsoft's hometown, there's been a mixed reaction to Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson's decision. The judge ruled yesterday that Microsoft committed serious violations of this country's antitrust laws. NPR's Wendy Kaufman paid a visit to Redmond and has a report.
At Microsoft's company store, about a mile from corporate headquarters, business is brisk. Employees are loading up on software and other products, all bought at huge discounts. But the shoppers are mostly mum on the judge's findings.
We're not actually supposed to talk about that. Sorry.
Microsoft employees Peter and Andrea did express opinions, but did not want to use their last names. They seemed unfazed by the scathing language and conclusions in the ruling.
I'm fairly, really pretty indifferent about it. I'm sure that the company will handle it how it needs to be. I really don't worry about the company breaking up or anything. They'll always be a strong company and do it whatever's best for the customers.
I'm not too worried about it, actually. I think everyone knew a little bit about what was going to be said, and Microsoft has always persevered, and I am still confident in the company.
On the company's main corporate campus, which spreads out for more than a mile, even fewer employees were eager to talk. But across the street, at a bus stop, Boeing software engineer Paul Perkins had lots to say in support of the judge's ruling.
I feel that Microsoft has abused their power for a long time. I think they've had access to information that other software developers could use to make their products better and didn't make that available to them. I don't think that they can be allowed to continue on. I don't think it's good for the users.
Echoing the judge's ruling, Perkins continued that consumers don't get the best product when there is no competition. Competition is a word that comes up often when you ask people about Microsoft. At the Redmond Town Center and upscale shopping plaza, many people said they like the aggressive, competitive approach of Microsoft and its CEO, Bill Gates. Bob Johnson and Milton Jefferson are involved in an internet business.
I believe truly in free enterprise, and you make what you are, and I like his will to win. I like his spirit, his winning spirit, and that's probably what drives me to favor him on something like that.
And then you have to think of the things that he's doing with the money that he does make. You know, he's providing things for people. I mean, if you're doing it that way, I mean, I have to admire from that also.
Microsoft is a very powerful economic engine. Nearly 20,000 people in the greater Seattle area work for the company. The company's payroll of more than $5 billion is the largest in the state. Microsoft's stock has made many employees and ordinary shareholders very wealthy. Margaret may not be rich, but she is watching the market.
I have stock with Microsoft, and I'd like to see it go up.
You know, the stock dropped about 15% on Monday.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Everybody at work is just kind of panicking. I go, well, you know, that's life, and it goes up and down, and I'm sure it'll go up again.
Around the corner, outside the REI outdoor equipment store, construction worker Terry Maxwell expresses the view that the nation's antitrust laws are antiquated and don't make much sense in today's fast-moving, technology-driven economy. He rejects the notion that the government should break up Microsoft.
They're highly competitive, but for America to stay strong, we need competitive companies. To break them down, you know, that's just defeating, you know, that's hurting America more than it is hurting Microsoft.
Inside the store, with its dozens of kinds of tents and mountain bikes, a manager, Mark Smith, also expresses concern over the ruling.
As a local resident and as a retailer who deals with a lot of people who work at Microsoft, it's a little sad for me because I feel kind of a personal connection there. And so I would think that that what affects Microsoft affects our community, affects our business here.
Some opinions on the Microsoft decision from the company's hometown. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Redmond, Washington.